Hello, this is Tom Buell, and welcome to another episode of Make Today Great, assisting you in taking your life to new heights related to your health, your relationships, and your finances. Today, let me start with a quote from Michael Landon, who was the star of Little House on the Prairie from years ago, the TV star, who then got cancer and was able to do some shows to discuss the journey of being diagnosed with cancer and trying to heal himself. But here's a quote from him related to this. Somebody should tell us right at the start of our lives that we are dying. Then we might live life to the limit, every minute of every day. Do it, I say. Whatever you want to do, do it now. There are only so many tomorrows. So what does that mean here at Make Today Great? What does this mean for you? What this means is, I'm sure you have had friends or family members that have been diagnosed with cancer or some other illness. And then the questions occur, like, okay, now what? How and what am I going to do? You know, there's only so many days left. Well, guess what? Here is the news that I'm hoping to pass along to you that you truly get. You, by being human, have a terminal illness. It's called being human. So don't wait for a doctor to tell you that you have cancer or a terminal illness. Don't wait until another friend or loved one passes on before you take a look at your life and ask yourself, am I really doing what I am here to do? Am I really going all out in this life, or am I playing half-assed? Am I really just dipping my toe into the water? Am I ready to dive in and go for it in this life? And what does it mean, go for it? It means different things to each of us. What does it mean for you? Who do you want to be as a person? Who do you want to be to your family, to your friends? What do you want to do, you know, vacation-wise? Where do you want to travel? What type of activities give you joy, give you adventure, give you a sense of fulfillment, a sense of purpose? And what do you want to have, you know, as far as things, as far as experiences, as far as relationships? And what and where are you right now? If you were given a diagnosis right here, right now, that you only had a year left, what would you change? Would you still be doing what you're currently doing? Or would you say, you know what, I only got a year left. I'm not going to waste my time with this job, with this group of people, with this scenario. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to put my life out there. I'm going to get clear on what I want, and I'm going to go for it. And what does that mean to you? Well, let me circle back and just remind you that I had my near-death experience. I had the bright white light. I said, stop. This isn't how it was supposed to end. I know you had more for me to accomplish. Send me back. I feel like I am leading my second chance. My hope is that this and the messages that I share with you open your eyes to help you understand this is your second chance. Stop living timidly. Stop suppressing your dreams. Stop not singing the songs that you know you're meant to sing, and go for it. And it begins by getting clear on what you want. It begins by taking an assessment of where you are right now with your health, with your relationships, with your finances, and asking on a scale of 0 to 10, where am I? You know, in a non-judgmental fashion, where do I fall on that scale for my health, mentally, physically, emotionally, right now? Where do I scale with my relationships on a 0 to 10 scale, personally, professionally, and socially? Where do I fall in my financial situation with my today money, my tomorrow money, and my contribution on a scale of 0 to 10? And what am I committed to making changes in and for? Where have I had enough? Where have I settled? Where have I not gone for it? And then it begins here and now. If nothing changes, nothing changes. What are you desiring to change? What does change look like for you? And here are the four questions that you need to ask yourself. If you are committed to change, here are the four questions. What do I need to start doing? What do I need to do more of? What do I need to do less of? And what do I need to stop doing altogether for each of those areas in your health, relationships, and finances? This is your wake-up call. Allow me to shake you. Allow me to, in my second chance, open your eyes, flip a switch on you to let you know this is your second chance. Your past is your past. Right here is the gift of the present, and your choices that you make today will determine your future in the very near future. This year, it's been miraculous. The amazing things that I've been able to do this year alone has been mind-boggling. I don't even know the amount of countries I've been in. It's 8 or 9, maybe even 10 countries. I do know the amazing experiences, the amazing eye-opening situations, the amazing miracles that have occurred throughout the world this year and are going to continue to occur. I had no idea how I was going to turn my dreams into a reality back 10-plus years ago, 2004, when I was in corporate America, wondering, what the heck is this all about? Is this all I was meant to do and be and have? And fast-forwarding 20 years ago, when I was in the Marine Corps, same thing. Isn't there more? Is this all that I'm put on this earth to do? But I started plugging into books, plugging into audios, plugging into live events, and bam, quick, you know, just like time goes quick, it goes quickly, life change occurs, and it all occurs in this moment. So I congratulate you for choosing to be here listening to this. You are on the right path. Now, it's up to you to get clear on what you want. What have you been settling with and for, and what are you committed to making changes with and for in your life right now? Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, and write down, here are the things I've been settling with and for. I will no longer settle. Here's what I'm committing to changing right here and right now. And then those four questions. Here's what I need to start doing. Here's what I need to do more of. Here's what I need to do less of. And here's what I need to stop doing altogether, because change begins now. If nothing changes, nothing changes. I commit to change here and now. My hope is this is a wake-up call. My hope is this is something that inspires you to stop settling, to inspire you to stop pushing your dreams, suppressing your dreams, and start living the dream life that you are capable of living. And it begins right here and now. Now, I'm going to ask you for some things. My hope is this message is touching to you. I would ask you to share this with people that it could inspire and it could ignite to take actions and to make them step up in their lives as well. That's A. B, I'm going to ask you to go to iTunes, search for the Make Today Great podcast, give it a 5-star rating, and write a review. That's my request to you. My hope is this information has been helpful for you, and I'm asking in return you can help spread this message, and that will really be facilitated by you choosing to go to iTunes, open your iTunes up, search in podcasts for Make Today Great. On there, you're going to see reviews, click reviews, give it a 5-star rating, and write your review. That'd be greatly appreciated. And once that's done, share this with your friends. Share it on social media, share it via text, share it via email, however you can get the word out. Let's start igniting people, empowering people, and opening up their minds, their hearts, and their actions to lead and step into the best that they're capable of becoming. And all that by choosing to make today great. Thank you. Bye for now.